Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Generative AI, the implications for learning and development. Generative AI, artificial intelligence, the implications for learning and development, written by Robin Hoyle. Generative AI, or the artificial intelligence, is on the rise. There is uncertainty about what this means for organizations and their people. How can learning and development teams prepare for and engage with this new technology landscape? Robin Hoyle explores the need to invest in human skills and tread carefully with automation. Robin Hoyle is the head of learning innovation, Huthwaite International. In learning and development, we've seen some examples applied with varying degrees of success. AI, artificial intelligence, can now track your learning activity and recommend future development options. Artificial intelligence, or AI-powered chatbots, can coach individuals. Artificial or AI-powered chatbots can coach individuals. In some cases, AI-powered tools are supporting learning designers to develop new modules and build learning interventions. But the big buzz has been about generative AI tools like ChatGPT. Getting into generative AI. The difference between earlier models of machine learning and AI is that generative AI seems to talk to us. It can use unstructured data, text, images, video, spot patterns, and predict associations. It can use unstructured data, text, images, video, spot patterns, and predict associations. It will report back on what it has found in ways that resemble the output of a real person. This represents big news. According to McKinsey, some $12 billion has been invested in the development of generative AI in the first 5 months of 2023 alone, navigating a new landscape. So what does this mean to organizations and the people they employ? As learning and development teams, how do we help prepare for and engage with this new technology landscape? The first point to make is that ChatGPT and the like is not the finished product. These are marketing tools produced to showcase what can be achieved. They demonstrate new capabilities to get people thinking about the future uses of generative AI. When generative AI really gets to work will be when it has been trained on in-company data sets in order to automate specific activities that currently require interaction. The degree to which AI, and specifically generative AI, will impact work is as yet unknown. However, predicted capability of generative AI may impact many millions of jobs, especially those involving working with knowledge. Careful considerations. Traditionally, we have thought about automation replacing routine jobs undertaken by relatively low-skilled and low-paid workers. This trend has been reversed for some time before the rise of generative AI. The first thing for L&D teams, learning and development teams, to consider is which jobs or parts of jobs could or should or might be automated. The second consideration is, if these activities are automated, what will the people who use to do them do in a state? I don't have a crystal ball, The degree to which AI and specifically generative AI will impact work is as yet unknown. However, predicted capability of generative AI may impact many millions of jobs, especially those involving working with knowledge. Forging ahead in uncertain times. Despite the uncertainty, I think there are four things we can do now. One, helping people to understand what generative AI is. While some will have a very good idea of what it is and what it can do, others will not have moved beyond the social media hype and the apocalyptic news reports. They need to see it in action with informed guides. Two, considering what might come next. Those creative knowledge workers in our organizations whose jobs may change the most are probably as well placed as anyone to define the kinds of routine, repetitive, or resource intensive jobs they do now, which they would perhaps happily have some assistance in making quicker and or more efficient. Identifying where automation delivers joint benefits, freeing up staff to do more interesting and rewarding work, as well as enabling more output with similar inputs, seems like a good place to start. It also seems to be one of the areas of decision making which is best not left to IT consultants, with ideas of what could be done, but limited insights about what should be done. There have been well evidenced examples of generative AI providing answers which sound correct, but which are based on inference. Three, preparing people to work alongside generative AI. Some of this will be about mitigating the negative effects of AI. There have been well-evidenced examples of generative AI providing answers which sound correct but which are based on inference. As OpenAI's chief technical officer has declared, ChatGPT and other AI tools generate answers which sound reasonable but may be factually inaccurate. What's more, depending on the data set which the AI has been trained on, there is the potential for inaccuracies to be amplified. There will be a requirement for checking and quality control of AI-generated outputs. This may reduce over time. After all, machine learning is continuous, and one would hope it will therefore get more accurate the more it is put to work. Could AI worsen societal discrimination? EU Commissioner Margrethe Vestager has also warned of the potential for generative AI to entrench and even amplify existing societal discrimination. This is especially a cause for concern when it is used to make decisions based on precedent. Effectively, we should prepare people to use generative AI as a tool to work alongside the judgment and experience of real people. Generative AI is more than a sophisticated search engine. Generative AI is more than a sophisticated search engine. Its capability to enter into a discussion, to answer follow-up questions such as, "Are you sure that's right?" is one of the breakthrough features of the technology. People need skills to question, check, and manage the outputs it provides. Organizations will still require communication skills at level beyond AI. We will need to invest in the skills to perform where the human touch is still valued and may well become more valued. Four, valuing and investing in human skills. Above all, in the aftermath of automation, there will be work activities that generative AI cannot do. Above all, in the aftermath of automation, there will be work activities that generative AI cannot do, or at least tasks it will not be trusted to perform by employees, customers, and service users. These will be the skills which will be most urgently required during and beyond any transformative introduction of automation. Organizations will still require communication skills at a level beyond AI. We will need to invest in the skills to perform where the human touch is still valued and may well become more valued. Treading carefully with automation. Handled well, generative AI has the potential to free creativity and make collaboration and idea sharing boundaryless and more democratic. If we are to deliver on the promise of being freed from routine, mundane, and repetitive work, we will need teams who can come up with creative sparks of genius which go beyond the repetition of what has gone before. In the past, we have been seduced by the promise of automation to deliver increased efficiency, greater productivity, and more leisure time. Instead, we have experienced increased inequality, and for those who retain their jobs, a need to work longer, harder, and for less reward. We have another chance to get this stuff right. Let's not blow it in a machine-inspired race for productivity that happens to us, not with us. Instead, we have experienced increased inequality, and for those who retain their jobs, I need to work longer, harder, and for less reward. We have another chance to get this stuff right. Let's not blow it in a machine-inspired race for productivity that happens to us, not with us. If you enjoyed this, you may read this article also in trainingzone.co.uk. The article is 6 standout skills in the age of artificial intelligence. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is Dr. Khalid Ibrahim Dosiri from Dammam, Saudi Arabia. Take care, everyone. Salam. Peace.